USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the John Durham investigation continues to uncover illegal activities against members of Hillary Clinton's failed 2016 presidential campaign, more people than being reported are starting to cooperate with Mr. Durham's investigation. Judicial Watch President Tom Fitton on Fox News says Hillary Clinton has become the focus.
It was her campaign who paid for this. She, you know, there are tweets out there, in my view, that are criminal evidence showing that she was pushing this fake information about President Trump. And, you know, the question for the Clinton people is just how many dossiers did they have against Trump?
Now that Chicago alderman Patrick Daley Thompson has been convicted of federal tax charges, it falls to Mayor Lori Lightfoot to name a successor. Mayor Lori Lightfoot now has 60 days to find a replacement for a term that ends in 2023. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
President Trump addresses the European crisis on Fox News and says our leadership has emboldened Russia over Ukraine and soon China over Taiwan.
And they watch the most incompetent withdrawal in the history of probably any army, let alone just us. They saw that, and President Xi and President Putin, watch what happens with China versus with Taiwan. But they watched that and they said, what's going on? They don't know what they're doing. And all of a sudden, I think they got a lot more ambitious. I think Putin really wanted to negotiate for a period of time. I think when he watched Afghanistan, when he watched that unbelievably bad withdrawal, incompetent, where they took the military out first, where they left $85 billion worth of equipment behind for the Taliban to have and to sell and to use. And, of course, the death that happened. When they watched all of that, I think they got emboldened.
USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau delivers remarks after reports that he planned to invoke rarely used emergency measures, allowing him to tackle protests that have shut down some border crossings and paralyzed downtown Ottawa, Canada.
We're entering the third week of illegal blockades that have been disrupting the lives of too many Canadians. Here in our capital city, families, small businesses have been enduring illegal obstruction of their neighborhoods. Occupying streets, harassing people, breaking the law. This is not a peaceful protest. At the borders in different parts of the country, the blockades are harming our economy and endangering public safety. Critical supply chains have been disrupted. This is hurting workers who rely on these jobs to feed their families. Yesterday, the Ambassador Bridge was reopened between Windsor and Detroit. Our team and I have been working with Ontario and the City of Windsor around the clock. I want to thank the officers on the ground, including the RCMP, who played an active role. We now have a responsibility to make sure that the bridge stays open. With each illegal blockade, local law enforcement agencies have been acting to keep the peace within their jurisdiction.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.